I don't know about you, but I really like the image of the shepherd. It's really one of my favorites. The shepherd tends the flock. He rescues the scattered sheep and he leads them to green pastures. The shepherd is the one who goes out and looks for the lost sheep. He brings the stray one back. He binds up the injured and he heals the sick. I love the image of the shepherd. It reminds me of green pastures, of colorful skies, the gentle gaze of the gentle shepherd looking at the flock, and a picture of Jesus carrying the lost sheep that used to hang in my grandparents' house. There's just something I find so comforting about the image of the shepherd. It's so gentle, it's so peaceful, it's so kind, and it's so loving. The shepherd, after all, is one of the favorite images in the scriptures. Moses worked as a shepherd. David, the little boy who would be king, is a shepherd. The prophets talk about the Lord God as a shepherd, and Jesus Christ himself says that he is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep. His sheep know him. The sheep hear his voice, and they follow him. It's a really beautiful image. It's, in fact, a really beautiful relationship. Jesus knows his sheep. He recognizes each and every member of his flock. He looks for the lost. He watches for the wandering. He calls them by name. Jesus brings the whole flock together. It's so comforting. It's so gentle. It's so peaceful. It's so kind and so loving. I really, really like the image of the shepherd. And I'll admit, I'm not quite so fond of the image as the judge. It's not so peaceful or gentle. When Jesus tells his disciples about his return in glory and his separation of the sheep and the goats, I start looking for the gentle image of this shepherd in the Psalms. I hear, "I will separate the sheep from the goats," and I want to hear, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I will separate the sheep from the goats. No, no, no. I want the image of the shepherd from the Psalms. I want that gentle, peaceful, loving image. Because when I hear the voice of the judge, I start to worry a little. And some days a lot. I start thinking about all of the things that I need to do to show that I am part of the flock of God. I start thinking about the things that I need to do. I start worrying about all of the extraordinary things that I need to do to show the good shepherd that I need to be on the right with the sheep and not on the left with the goats. I start to get a little worried. Maybe some days you feel the same way. Maybe you're just a little more worried about the extraordinary things that you need to do in order to be part of the flock of God. Maybe you, like me, like the shepherd a little more than the judge. But of course, our judge is a shepherd. And the sheep did nothing extraordinary. Nothing extraordinary, but quite ordinary. Jesus calls them into the kingdom, saying, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. For whatever you have done for the least of my brothers, you have done for me." There is nothing extraordinary. Just ordinary acts of charity. They helped when help was needed. They recognized the need and they made a choice. They could help and they did. There's nothing extraordinary. It's so gentle, it's so peaceful, it's so kind and so loving. But it's actually even more simple than that. The sheep are the ones who follow the shepherd. The sheep act like the shepherd. To pasture the sheep and lead them to restful waters is to feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty. To seek out the lost, bind up the injured and heal the sick is to welcome the stranger, clothe the naked and care for the ill. We are the sheep of his flock, and we imitate the shepherd. We are gentle and peaceful. We are kind and loving. This is the way of the Good Shepherd. It's the way for you and for me. And now we come to the Feast of the Blessed, where Christ, our High Priest, our Judge, and our Shepherd, leads us to green pastures and feeds us with the bread of life. Amen.